This is a true story of fear and trust. Many, many years ago, in a small frontier town, a wild rumor of a band of Indians on the warpath sent many settlers fleeing to a nearby fort for safety. Their tribal life ruined by the encroaching whites. The native people were desperate to reclaim their rightful homeland. Among the fearful settlers, there was one man who, along with his family, decided to trust in God, who said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." They did not get guns nor other weapons, but just stayed in their little hut. In those days, the door was fastened by a heavy wooden latch raised from the outside by a thong of deerskin. This latch string could be pulled inside for no admittance. When the string was put out, all visitors were welcome. Trusting in the way of peace, the man left the latch string out day and night. One night, though, the man began to fear for his wife and family. With a trembling hand, he drew in the latch string. But his wife could not sleep, and she told her husband she felt they were not truly trusting to the powers of goodwill. The man sighed. Knowing his wife was right, he put the latch string out again. All who came would be welcome. Just then, they heard the cries of the Indian braves. Soon the little hut was surrounded by wild whoops and chanting. Suddenly, the latch string snapped taut, and the latch was raised by an Indian brave, pulling on the string from the outside. Astounded, the war party saw the door had been left unlocked. The braves grew quiet. From their window, the family watched as they began to steal away into the woods. But a tall chief held back and came slowly to the log hut. He took a long white feather and fastened it above the door. There the feather hung season after season of summer sun and winter snow, and no harm ever came to the man or his family. One day, a friendly Indian who could speak English came by, and he looked at the feather with a serious face. Then he told the family what it meant. "This is a home of a man of peace. Do not harm him." Like this family, with our words and deeds, let us strive to make the power of peace and goodwill real in our homes and our world.